All right. Well, welcome back to another episode of Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, and which is we. This is a collective ride, you know. Buckle up. We're going to take you on another episode. Today is February 7th, and I have another special guest in the house. This is one of the usuals. You will recognize their voice immediately. And, you know, that's why I'm a little bit giddy over here. I'm very excited about this guest. I don't get to see them often. All right, guys. Welcome into the house. We have Amber Alvarez. It's her birthday today. Welcome. Wish you a happy birthday, my love.
Yeah.
My precious. Just kidding, guys. Y'all know I see her all the time. Can't get rid of her. All right. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You having fun?
You
having fun so far on your birthday?
I am having fun so far. Yeah. Just chilling with you because we don't get to hang out just us two that often with the kids, with work, with, you know, everything that we have going on. So it's nice to just hang out with you and laugh and hang out and play and be silly.
Yep. We like to act like children when the children are away. They don't know that. We bust out all their toys. We're over here playing with dollies, Barbie houses. No, I'm just kidding. So this episode, we are going to do a little bit of catch up. Like we're gonna lay some lines of ketchup on the counter. We're gonna do some ketchup. Do some drugs. No, I'm just kidding. This is R-rated. So children, parents, tell your children to go away. This one's gonna be an R-rated episode. No, I'm just kidding about that too.
Well, they are. It is rated.
That is rated R, drugs and stuff. But
the episode. Like the actual podcast is rated R.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did y'all know that? Did anybody check the ratings that we put for this? And Amber had already put it for R because I guess.
Yeah, you cuss a lot.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I cuss a lot. Uh-huh. Not necessarily for children all the time, even though sometimes an episode I can dial it down. But this one, since we're 7 days away from Valentine's Day, and today I am celebrating my love. And so it's going to be a little bit about love and a little bit about catching up. So first and foremost, let's do some housekeeping. And my name is Harold Aho now. I'm a practical spiritual advisor and community activist in San Antonio. I am the founder of Infinite You Wellness Plus Synergy. Amber is a co-founder and we are Infinite You. What else?
About what? About our titles?
No, about, well, like this housekeeping. Like, so we want to make sure that we let them catch them up with what's going on. So our landing page, right?
Yes. A few updates that we have going on or that we have in the works, or have worked. We went to a Geekdom. Harold's a member of Geekdom, startup boot camp, probably 3 weeks ago in January, and it helped us dial in our business plan, or not just our business plan, but the elevator pitch, the pitch deck, just like what we want as a business.
So whoever's listening, if you're not into knowing like business lingo and talk, and so some of the things that we're going to talk about right now is like what we've had to learn. And so this is why I said earlier, like we are the Infinite You, Wellness Plus Synergy. The business is inherently like it is in many ways. It is started by humans, and our spiritual awakening and our life and our mission and our purpose and our passion, regardless if it turns into a business or not, it's the things that we are. And so one of the things we've had to do is figure out how do we turn our spiritual awakening into a viable resource to fund our home and like electricity and car notes and the world that we're in, and at the same time get us out of that world and into an abundant world. And so it's been a tricky game, but what we're into now is getting our business plan down. And you've heard me talk about this on other podcasts. And if you're not used to this Infinite You, practical spiritual advice, it comes in the form of storytelling and just kind of being transparent and letting our audience know that there is a way and you are enough. And our story starts as just being human and seeing that there was an issue. And so now we're trying to solve them. And so 3 weeks ago, we were at a boot camp for an organization that helps businesses or entrepreneurs get to know how to talk the lingo, write the business plan down, write, you know, your, excuse me, your elevator pitch, which is going to be your 15 to 30 second pitch. If you got, you know, your perfect investor in the elevator, what are you going to tell them and how are you going to get your point across and not freak them out? And then your pitch deck, which is your digital, you know, what information you want to get across. So it varies from just a few slides that you put together to many slides. And so this business plan, this boot camp that we went to really helped us dial in who our customers, like, who are we trying to do this for? You know, when you get into this world, you want to just help everyone, but you can't. You've got to dial it into your niche. Who are you actually going after? And what's that market look like? What are the numbers support? And what's your best approach? And so this is what we've been doing for the last, 5 years, you know, really, really like deep into it, you know, for the last, year? Year and a half, maybe.
That we've been dialing it in?
Yeah, where we're like going to workshops and we're trying to learn how to talk to investors and how to...
A year, literally. I remember coming to you at the beginning of last year telling you that I'm ready to put aside Goddess of Balance and start focusing on Infinite You.
And even, for me personally, it's the whole time. I've been trying to figure out how to turn this into a business in all different kinds of ways, whether it's multi-level marketing, direct sales, HHO generators, workshops. I mean, vending my, you know, art and just all kinds of different ways trying to approach this. And so I feel where we're at now, we've learned so much. And I feel like I've got we've dialed in what our market is, and it's those that are going through a spiritual awakening. It's those people that are feeling lost, alienated from their friends and family because y'all aren't thinking the same thoughts anymore. And at the same time, you're having these blissful experiences and you want to express them to someone, but there's really no one that understands what you're talking about. And you're looked at crazy. And so there's all these emotions that run through. We're up and down and sideways. And plus, there's just a ton of information out there. And so what we see is confusion. We see loneliness and alienation. And the solution, what have we come up with as a solution, Amber?
By helping bring people together, the people who are going through their spiritual awakening, bringing that connection back because they're feeling disconnected, bringing the connection back through our holistic events for Infinite You, as well as the products and services that we offer that Harold produces, and as well as the interactive app that we are currently working on.
So that'll be our newest product, along with, like, it's a multi-product launch. But and then our collaborations with organizations and people and projects that are doing the work to integrate nature and technology to collaborate and foster a beautiful and bright future for us. And so our customer, if it's you, let us know. Put it in the comments. You know, go like our page. All social media is under Infinite You 77. And
or if you know anybody, share.
Yeah, if you know people that are going through it, and you're like, nah, not really. I like your stories, but I'm not in a spiritual awakening because you're in denial. Share the shit. Mm-hmm. Share the shit. Fling it around. Let us know how you're feeling about the world today. You know, the way that I work is by responding, and then Amber supports me and mm-hmm. the things that I respond to. And she guides me in what's the most important or what's the best tactic or angle to approach things, and helps me dial in, you know, what we can and cannot do. So this is why our latest product is needing a little support. Well, let me scratch that. What we want is to give you an offer of a lifetime. This app that we're creating is going to combine cosmic alignments, specific charts that will help you find yourself within the cosmic web and align you to a harmonic timeline with a new calendar system. And we're looking for, you know, we're like we said earlier, we're working on that landing page. And so by the time you hear this, this is February 7th, Amber's birthday. Wish her a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And go to the landing page and get on the wait list. And anyone on the wait list is going to get the first 21 days of the app with all the services that we offer. For 21 days, you could check it out and then let us know on our beta test on what that looks like and how it feels and what you can see to help us better that. Yeah, our landing page. That would mm-hmm. be the
infiniteu.info.
Yep.
Coming soon.
Anything else, Amber, that you want to?
No, I think you covered, or we covered everything.
Okay, we covered everything on
the
catch up.
Yes.
So now the meat and potatoes of why we're here is love. We're 7 days away from Valentine's Day. I'm in love with Amber Alvarez. And we're celebrating our love for each other. And love is a big part of this integration process. It's love of self. It's love of the people around you, the reflections, your children, your parents, the environment like nature, you know, even when it's an earthquake or a volcano or tsunami. And the ways that we express that love, usually first and foremost, is a thought process. What is it going on in your mind and your heart and feeling when you are hearing certain things going on around you or having discussions with loved ones or watching the news, and how you're going to react to that is how we want to send love into all situations. So how we talk about this holographic matrix and everything that we see is encoded with love to bring it to a harmonic state. And right now, with all the energies that are coming in from everywhere, it's this confusion. It's why we're creating the app and why we're trying to put something out, or we are putting something out that's going to help many people, because it's your story. It's how you react to the world around you. Can you find ways of sending it love? Can you refrain from talking ugly about something because it made you feel a certain way or it brought back imagery of something that happened in the past? We are walking around with programming that has us look at natural occurrences and just human flow from a state of like incoherence. Like, people are walking around in a room with the lights off and there's no windows, and all they've done so far is just take the blindfold off. And so now their eyes are open and they're adjusting still to a dark room, and now the lights are about to get flipped on and they're in disarray and they're reaching out for things because they're lost. And that's why everything around us looks a little confused And so we gotta bring it back in with love and how we think about everything and how we choose to show up. Like, being able to see these patterns for long enough, you're going to see how to love. And one of the things that I did today was go a little bit outside of my comfort zone. And I know that Amber likes to be acknowledged with words and more or less a decree of adoration for her, which I have, but I don't say it often. I express it in motion in what I do, in action. And so I posted, you know, my love for her, and, you know, acknowledging her love language is part of the process. And that's kind of what I'm trying to get at is when you can really get to see how nature is asking to be loved and thought about in a kind way. And when you go out of your way to do some of these things, you start reminding yourself why you actually care about something in the way that you do. And so in that process of, you know, going out of my comfort zone to post, I don't post much about my family. That's what it is. I used to, and then now I don't. Like, I'm just like, I don't want to get off of social media, but I wanted to do that for her today, because that's like, that's a thing for me not to do. So posting that, I ran through thoughts of like, why do I adore her? Like, why do I love her? And I had so many reminders, and she's compassionate, nurturing, loving, caring, really goes out of her way for our family, for our friends. She helps me to make better decisions for people that I normally would not make any decisions for or about. I would leave them to their own demise. And we've not done that with some of our friends that I made decisions based on her guidance. And it's made me a better person. And so there was a whole cycling effect of like thoughts and emotions, just trying to honor Amber and her love language and not the way that I would normally do it. So that's
your love language.
Yeah, because that's my love language. So it's like knowing your reflections, knowing, you know, how things want to be seen. Sometimes they're not always presenting themselves in the way that you would want them to, so you can send them that love or whatever. But to look at things as beautiful as they are, and when you can send everything, you know, a sense of honor and appreciation for all the parts that it is, then it's like, wow, okay. There's a lot of big stuff going on with emotions and humans and...
Yeah. You can never go wrong with all five love languages.
What are those five love languages, Amber?
I think it's physical touch, or physical words of affirmations, gifts, acts of service, and, oh, geez, I don't know. Acts of service, gifts, physical, quality time. I should have known. That's by the race.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all five, obviously, can never go wrong with meeting all five. That's what I feel is.
Yeah.
It sets a foundation, or not sets a foundation, but like contributes to the relationship. Because everybody, I mean.
We can add that in the app.
Everybody likes gifts. You know, everybody like, you know, acts of service. Oh, opening my door and. You know, saying thank you, whatever, like opening my door.
We could add that on the app, like have a little place for like little tips. Like that could be one of the things, like, hey, don't forget, like whenever you want to show someone love language, you have these. Because I would forget that. Like the five different ones. Like if someone were wanting to like... do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I want to provide all five. Oh, shit. Let me go to the app. What were they again? Like, and then they can check them off. Oh, I did that. Oh, I did that. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. You can.
Yeah. I would use it for that. Like, oh, shit, what did I forget? A lot of MGs. And,
yeah, you know, yeah, that's true. And you're like,
yeah, you're like, nope, I remembered it. MGs.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, it didn't make sense.
And right, because we're.
It doesn't resonate.
We're making this, we're building this app, we're developing this app to, you know, to help people with all design types. And, you know, so I can't wait. Everybody, please, that listens to this, go to sign up for the wait list and just let us know, because we're going to try to make this, or we are going to make this like super cool. It's going to blow your mind. 3D, geospatial mapping. Just, it's going to be, I'm excited. And it'll, mm-hmm. it'll keep me busy, but I'm once we get past this solar eclipse, that's when the rollout is for our new holographic stickers, for our app or interactive website. We're still in the process of figuring out which is the best direction to go with that. And I'm gonna hint just a little bit.
Okay. I'm like, what?
What is it? I'm not going to say who.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But an artist that is like worldwide, right?
Yeah.
She's got over, 15 million followers on Instagram. She's just followed by millions. And she's a well-known artist. Super amazing. Hopefully here soon we're going to be able to disclose if that deal works out, which I believe it will. We're offering such a sweet deal to collaborate with this artist, and this would help Infinite You get on the map. So with that being said, I feel what's probably going to happen is you'd already heard about us through the artist or something like that, and now you're finally coming to these episodes and be like, whoa, this dude, nobody knew about him and Amber, and now they done blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the same time we released this. So you're probably hearing about this like after the solar eclipse. So congratulations, you are now in the Infinite You journey. And I think from here on out, we're probably just going to talk like everybody's from the future is here.
Yeah, that's how you normally talk.
Yeah, if y'all going from the first episode and following up to this journey, wow. What an amazing ride. You now know where cosmic alignments are within our your own self, first mm-hmm. of all, your human design, your galactic signature. You've seen magical things happen within the galactic activation portal dates. Whatever we've come up with as the cockpit for the app, you're really fascinated by that and how interactive it is. And you're welcome. Yeah, I hear you. You're saying thank you for creating such an amazing application that's helped you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to cry.
Well,
speak to those people that are watching us from the future.
you plant things he's been taking us everywhere, because I'm just like, now we're back to the app. Yeah, some exciting stuff, good stuff to come. I'm excited.
Well, they know you too, like whoever's watching this is like,
yeah. Well, I mean, well, that's the app. I'm just going to go back to what we were talking about before, because we already talked a lot about the app.
I wasn't talking about the app.
Well, no.
I was just talking about people,
mm-hmm.
that this is a month or 3 months from now.
Uh-huh.
Those are the people that are listening.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the listeners. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. What I'm talking about.
Well, yeah. So it is kind of cool, because when I listen to podcasts, I like to go to the first episode to see how much they progressed. And so that's my two cents in this conversation about the podcast. So that's always, not always, but I guess the word,
Interesting?
Not, no. Well, interesting too, but more like the growth, the evolution of the podcast. Like that's what keeps, that's what, I don't know, excites me or not excites me, but like has appreciation. I guess that's what it, the word is that I'm looking for. Like more, I'm just going to go with appreciation. Just appreciation or just, or admiration. Like, wow, how cool, you know, listening to these people and how much they've grown, how much knowledge they've gained and how they've progressed. So just the evolution of it all, of not just their podcast, but them as a person, as a human, you know, human being. So that's, well, I mean, that's like one of my gifts for human design is the listener. And I just discovered that that's my leading gate, gate 13, which is the listener and the keepers, the keeper of stories.
So it's like, I'm trying to have her keep my stories. Can't remember them all.
No, there's a lot of people. And we have six kids. There's a lot of things I don't remember. I'm like, who did what? Like, whose life was that? I forgot. There's a lot. But I also just learned, too, part of my design, because I have, I lead with gate 13, the listener, that the not self of that is the discord, the disconnect, not having like empathy or actually listening to the full story. And I can, I know when I just start like, my mind just goes elsewhere of other things that I want to do or other things that I'm like thinking of. I'm like, it just mom brain. It's like, oh, I have all these million things, one, a million and one things to do. And then that's where I can see the confusion on the other person. Like I can tell when they know I've
disconnected
from the conversation because they're just staring at me waiting for an answer and I didn't hear what it was. And I was like, oh, sorry. Can you repeat it again? So learning that, I was like, oh, yeah, I know that. I see that. So don't like to be a not self being. So really trying to work on being more in the present, not in the past, not in the future, but in the present.
Yeah, that'll keep you there. And so that goes for anyone that is on the other end of Amber, where, oops, I lost my train of thought. No, I'm just kidding. Where you, people may get, you may get frustrated when you see someone doing that, when you're like talking to them and you're like, I fucking lost them. And you, for an MG, a manifesting generator or a generator or just someone wanting to be seen, that doesn't feel good, but it's not you, it's them, right? It's not that you're not interesting or whatever it is. Someone could just be like, at their capacity of how much energy or information they've taken in, and they literally cannot take in anymore. And this also gives us an opportunity to adjust to and not overfill someone's cup with just a ton of information and getting to know who we're talking to, and to not be upset if someone does disconnect from your story and you think it's rude, but it's not necessarily rude. It's, what Amber just said. What did you say about it again? Where you zone out?
I zone out because I'm thinking of like, but it, that, that did resonate what you said about the energy, about taking, like I'm at my capacity now and I just like, I just got drained. And it's like, my mind just goes into what I need to do. Like, or like what else I have. Like, it's just, it's not, it's
I can see it. It's almost like, I've only got so much energy left. It's only allotted for what are the things that I do have this energy for that I have to get done before I go to sleep tonight.
I guess so, because there's people. Yeah, because even at work when they're talking to me, I'm just like
you're training me. I
guess so. I guess that's what it is. My mind just goes like, what do I have? Like, there's something else I need to do. Like, and that's where the lack of empathy, that discord, where I'm not showing empathy by giving that person my full undivided attention at that time, because I'm like,
I feel like I do that too.
I think a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. because it's like you have so much to do.
Right. We all have to do a check on where our energy is going. And some people like to call those people that are not paying attention to them or whatever, like, oh, they're an energy vampire because it made me feel this way after they left. But like, no, you could be the energy vampire, like sucking someone else, you know.
And you know what? Now that we're on that topic, because I guess this all revolves around love. I would say, you know, because love love to listen to somebody and love to receive that.
Love to degree your boundaries.
Right.
Love for yourself.
Because I'm just like thinking too, like, it's probably those conversations where I'm not invited, where people just start talking to me. And it's like, you know, I get excited because it's like, oh, yeah, I'm like, you know, because I don't initiate conversations. But if you want to initiate them with me, but there's times where I'm in my like, zone of being by myself because that's my hermit line. I just want to be by myself at certain times. And I think when people start talking, like, that's where I just kind of like lose my I just like my energy's just like no. I want to put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
On the future things or past things that I'm thinking about. And you know, so, like, it's just, it's like, I'm like not in the present.
Yeah, it's, like, energetically looking for a way out.
Hold right.
I'm sorry, but I got to call my mom.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so, right?
Happening. There's all kinds of things because everybody's running different channels. Yeah. Gates,
it's
transits.
It's also bad, though.
Yeah, it happens, but.
Because they ask me something, I'm just, like, they're expecting me to say something, and I'm just, like,
And those are your chances to be, like, honest and be like, I'm sorry. I checked out for a minute. It's been a long day. Whatever the reason is. And if that person's cool enough to not be offended by anything that you say and be like, oh, no, I get it. Yeah, just you're my friend. I know you, Amber. You're a projector, blah, 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 splenic, this and that.
No, not just because I feel like that's an excuse, though. And like,
for you.
Yeah, for me, not, like, to tell somebody, like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I checked out. Like, to me, I feel like that's rude as well. Like, oh, like, I was just fucking having a conversation with you, and you checked out. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's, like, probably a different, a more efficient way of saying it.
Well, how would you say it?
I usually...
Well, you wouldn't say I checked out.
Maybe. No, I usually just say, like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last part. What did you say again?
Oh, you lie.
Huh?
Because you did hear it. No, you didn't.
I heard it, but I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I hear them talking.
That. You could squeeze that word in there. Huh? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening on that last part.
No, that's me. I just say, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last part. You said, can you repeat it again? Or sometimes I just use filler words, like, you know, like, yeah, that's cool. Because I already know what the conversation's about, but I just didn't hear what they're expecting.
Yeah.
And it's just like awkward now because I'm not excited with them or something. I'm like, oh, fuck, I did it again, you know? It's like, stop it, Amber. Like, just be in the present. Because, I mean, that's really what it all comes down to. My mind's either in the past or in the present or future. It's not in the present moment to where I'm giving them my undivided attention. And I think sometimes, too, I start overthinking about what I want to say.
Yeah,
because
a lot of people are guilty of that.
Yeah, because I want to, I'm being an introvert. It's like, okay, like how do I keep this conversation? I don't even know.
No, I guess when I'm on TikTok and I'm there listening to a live that I want to jump in, I'm having to. Sometimes I'm wanting to respond to what someone said.
Mm-hmm.
So my mind starts going into the response.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm there for too long, they've changed subject. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got to pay attention to them again. What's actually are they talking about again? And so I found myself consciously thinking about responding to something that someone's not even on the panel anymore. And so it's like training for, you know, just shut up and listen. Because a lot of those people do like. Sorry if anyone of y'all are listening to this now, but it's almost like they have no life and they're just on TikTok all day. I'm like, oh my God, how can you devote 4 hours every other day And I get it. I think, you know, some people are alone, and but, you know, we gotta jump out of that, and that's what Infinite You is here to assist with love. Mm-hmm. And so
yeah. Love and connection.
Mm-hmm.
And
inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Inspiration. I like to come across, I don't know, I guess just going back to what you said that you love about me. Like the caring and nurturing. That's what like I like to, and I guess that's love, right? Like, but I don't see it that way. Like, because some people, like, they go into, like, oh, love, you know, like, connection. Yeah. And I'm just, like, I guess it's just my design. And it's just, like, seeing the person. Mm-hmm. Not coming with love, but just seeing right. the person.
Yeah.
Like, that's where, I don't know how to describe that.
Sometimes that feels more like true love than...
Yeah.
Then someone saying, oh, I love and hugs. And
yeah, you see.
And then you walk around and like, I guess, they step on your toes yeah. or they didn't forget to wash, you know.
Well, that's going back to like, I guess that's coming back to the love languages then, right? Because I guess us talking about it now, it's like I'm coming with words of affirmation because that's my love language. Like, how can I see you? And like, I'm listening to you or whatever, but.
So like, your love language is to get it, but is it also to give the words?
Yeah. Cause I like to say things to help more make people feel better or not make them, but to just, yeah, have that good feeling. Like, you know, to be kind with my words. That's more or less what it is. It's more of that. Intention of how to like, because you see me doing it all the time, like
how to adjust your words.
Yeah, how I'm adjusting my words. That's always been my thing, and like strictly like, oh, you're saying one thing. I'm like, that doesn't mean that though. Like, I'm going straight off the dictionary words.
Not all the time. She's not going off the dictionary words. Anyway, guys, let's move on.
Oh, no, but I'm always trying to figure out ways for my delivery and. When it comes to my words, because I guess that is my, for it to be my love language, it's a big part of me. And I know how I've always known, even before, like how powerful words are. And when I say even before, I mean before like I met you and understood what spiritual awakening and like holistic lifestyle is, like more of the 3D, when I was in 3D.
Yeah.
3D mindset. Like, I knew how powerful words could be. So,
You know, I give a big importance into words, too. And, and the sequence of words, not just the word, but like...
Yeah, you're good at
what
that.
What the sequence of them is. And if it actually makes sense for what you're trying to say. I'm a really big advocate on that. And... you know, being very coherent with what we're trying to say. And there's just so many instances I can go into, like, things that people say in the world where I'm like, don't say that. Mm-hmm. Like, what? There's, like, girls that I've been around when, like, a pack of girls. And there was one, our friend Maria. She, one of those chicks that's all, fuck me. Like, don't say, around the wrong group of guys, you'll, like, that's not, that, they, their ears pick, huh? Like, perk up. They're just, like, waiting for a woman to say, fuck me. Like, come on. Like, don't say that. Like, just, you know, the words that we say. If people aren't paying attention, and it's, you know, the time is now for you to pay attention to your words. If you have new definitions, make sure people know about them.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people do that. You know, so that way we're just all clear and on the same page with what we're trying to talk about and be about. And, you know, Infinite You is here to assist you in all the ways that we can be human, through our own expression. That's why I really... I'm happy. If you've listened since the beginning, I didn't think Amber would be on here as often as she's actually been on the podcast. But I really do like it. I love having her here with me.
Right.
Yeah. See, this is that love language. See, guys, look, this goes.
Now you're just telling me what I want to hear.
No. Wait, no, I, now going. I'm trying to talk.
Keep going. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. You help keep me balanced. Like I was getting, for y'all that were listening, if y'all noticed or not, I was rambling for a little bit there and I felt lost. And just looking at Amber gave me a correction. And then also, you know, letting her come in and have her input helps keep me in check with like the things that we want to get across. And I think we did in this episode, we talked about some of the updates that we have, the new app that's coming up, where you can go and sign up to be on the wait list. You know that we're in love with each other. You mm-hmm. know what date it is. You know Valentine's is coming up soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't celebrate it, just an FYI.
Yeah, we and don't.
It's because it's my birthday month. That's more important.
Yeah. We didn't do a Christmas, and I think we're going to get away with yeah. not even – like we told them we would do something, but I don't think they care to do
– No, I don't think they do care for makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't do Christmas because it wasn't in the budget. But I mean, also, too, it was we've like, been wow. wanting,
we've been talking yeah, about getting we've been, away from
for
it.
The past 2 years, I think. Or no, I've been talking about it for a while now.
Yeah, we always talk. Everybody, I think every parent
it's talks very stressful. Shit
about. Yeah, it's a stressful thing. I can't imagine. Like, right. we did it for so long, and not doing it this year was like such a relief. We didn't partake in any of the Black Friday, this or that, or no, like.
We didn't even put up a tree.
Nope. No lights, no tree.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's all a waste of time for me. We've been working on this business plan and wanting to unite mm-hmm. humanity. And like, that's way more important.
We spend more time important. With the family
too. Yeah, we definitely still year. Do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
I think this time though, like was more like, hey, I would rather go on vacation, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But like more towards family and mm-hmm. loving each other. We're being around each other, just going back to love.
Yep. Yep. This is the month for love. And, you know, we just, that was, wanted to be a theme. But the, one of the things I really just wanted to like catch you guys up. So we're just, you know, winging shit on love to ride, yeah. riding the wings of love.
Mm-hmm. And my to, birthday, celebrating yeah. my day of birth.
Uh-huh. So she took the day off. So we're at home.
Yes.
And got rid of the children. We made a mess of this place, and then we ate, and we were playing, remember?
Yeah.
All the toys and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The toys and stuff. Right, that. Okay. Anyway. All right. So, super duper wanting to see interaction. We want to know that y'all like us. So... follow us, go into the other platforms, hit us up with a shout out, and, you know, let us know if you're enjoying this Infinite You journey. And we want to assist you in being able to express your Infinite You journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we are absolutely here for it. Amber will help me be bigger and better than I've ever thought I could be. As you know, we do this thing together as a family and as mm-hmm. lovers and fighters and warriors, like not fighting like we fight each other, but like mm-hmm. you know, we're fighter
for well, yeah.
we're this rough and tough.
Us against
us. Nothing anymore. It's not her and I against anything anymore. Yeah, we're not against the world anymore.
No. No, yeah, we're trying to bring the world together. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as mm-hmm. we unite and realize what that really means, we're not fighters.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
We're amazing multidimensional light beings that are an expression of love source itself. And we came here to find our reflections and show you how to love each other and show you how beautiful and blissful it is when you can find the balance within your counterpart, your divine masculine or feminine. And, you know, being able to make passionate, blissful love and create children and projects and bring tribes and people together and help your friends and family with shelter and beds and places to stay and opportunities to elevate themselves, like be the best you can be. And all this being said, what I feel is like all those things are just me being bigger than me. And I'm just one person. And that's all you are, and you're enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with that,
one person.
You're all just, everything's a reflection of you. So just start loving yourself in all the different ways and be appreciative of all the things that you've shown yourself, and just watch it all unfold and connect back.
And always seek to understand.
Yeah, seek to understand even when you don't, even when it feels difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with that, we want y'all to love always in always.
In always.
Yeah.
I want it to be your echo.
You want to be my echo?
I just want to be a part of it.
Oh, she wants to be a part of it. Way she is. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.